and welcome to episode 20 of Gossip Column. Yes, the show that discusses who is going where in January, and we're approaching the last few days of this January transfer window. So if any signings are going to be made, some clubs are going to have to act very, very quickly to get those deals over the line. And where are those deals taking us today? Once again, it's Chelsea. Bloody hell, no surprise there once again. It's all it seems to be when we start the show. They dominate the headlines, and again, it's the Stamford Bridge club that lead off today. It's Olivier Giroud this time around, and he has been linked with a move back to France. Now that Chelsea have finally signed Gonzalo Higuain, you do get the feeling that, obviously, is he down the pecking order, or does he stay at number two in terms of being a centre-forward? Because Morata's going to Atletico Madrid, so whether Giroud goes as well, and then Chelsea are taking something of a risk. If Higuain is injured, then they'd have no strikers. They can't really lose two by getting in one. That wouldn't make much sense at all. I mean, you could argue that Hazard could play up front, but he hasn't done the most sterling of jobs this season. So goal leading with that story today, but I don't know if that's going to happen in the next few days this week. Maybe in the summer, if Chelsea can then take stock of their attacking options. But as of right now, I would believe that Giroud will still be a blue come the start of February. Where should we go now? Let's go to Goodison Park. And Yannick Bolasie has told the club he wants to move to a Premier League club on loan after cutting his stay at Aston Villa. So that has alerted the likes of Newcastle, Burnley and Cardiff as they look to try and get a deal for the 29-year-old concluded in the next couple of days. Staying in Everton, and they have once again received a bid of £21.5 million for Idrissa Gueye. I don't know if that's a new bid or the same bid that I referenced earlier last week, but again, the message is still the same. He's not for sale, and PSG are going to have to find a bit more money if they are going to try and tempt Idrissa Gueye away from Goodison Park. Southampton now, and they've made an £8 million bid for Shea Adams. The 22-year-old is being watched by 12 Premier League clubs. Well, pretty much anyone outside the top six, really. Can he do a job in the Premier League? Well, there's no doubt his talent at the Championship level. It would be a step up, obviously. Southampton, they've got forwards, but they do sort of struggle to score consistently. You know, you've got Ings, Austin, Long. They're not barn busters in front of goal this season, so you know, it couldn't hurt to sign up someone new. But again, I don't know if Shea Adams is really the man to identify to sort of take that job, but I guess you never really know until that person is signed. But with one of 12 clubs, Southampton being in the race for him, they'd have to sort of get their work cut out to actually get that deal over the line. Leicester now, and Adrian Silva, he wants to leave the club after he hasn't even made an appearance since the opening day of the season. Well, starting since the opening day of the season. Signed in January last year, but then obviously a dodgy fax machine meant that he couldn't play until this season. And that he's not even really featuring, so it's not really worked out for him at the King Power Stadium, and he's looking for pastures new. Stoke now, and their new manager Nathan Jones wants to freshen up the squad by listening to offers for the aged trio of Bojan, Darren Fletcher and Peter Crouch. It looks like the revolution is starting at the Bet365. Reece Oxford, he's wanted by Nottingham Forest. Well, you know, it makes you think, has his stock decreased? Perhaps so. I mean, at one time he's been linked with the likes of Arsenal, Manchester City and such. He's already spent loan time at Eintracht Frankfurt, and they're keen to get another deal done this month. But you do have to sort of wonder, he's not quite matching his career trajectory that sort of started, what was it, two seasons ago now, I believe, or maybe even a little longer. But yeah, after such an impressive, was it three seasons ago? I think it might have been that. After such an impressive debut against Arsenal at the Emirates, things haven't really kicked on. And now they've got sort of Declan Rice as a new sort of defensive midfield young starlet. So whether there's room for the team for both, I don't know. But it'd be interesting to see if Forest do actually come in with a bid. Liverpool now, and Ben Woodburn could be set to join Hull on loan after returning from Sheffield United. Leeds are hopeful signing Daniel James from Swansea. Three sides are interested in signing Liam Clark from Sheffield United. And finally, Sunderland are set to sign Middlesbrough player Grant Ledbetter. The 33-year-old has left Ipswich. Yes, some real big transfer today. I think that is about it. There's not a lot of gossip to go around, so I'll leave you there. As always, I'm sponsored by Loserpool, and as always, my name's Dan Tracy. This is The Real Football Cast in association with Loserpool. And until next time, goodbye.